Bill, could you please start off talking about your decision to change quarterbacks and how you think Savage played?
Yeah, I just, John, I think you've been around me long enough to know that I just try to make decisions in the best interest of the team. Any decision that we make here is always made in the best interest of the team. And at that point in time, I just felt like that was the best decision at that point in time for the team. And I think we've got three really talented quarterbacks here. I really do. And you can call BS on that. You can say whatever you want. I think we have really talented quarterback room. And we don't make decisions on, you know, how much a guy gets paid. We make decisions on how what's the best way to win a game. And that was the decision we made today. And I thought, you know, today it worked out okay.
So what did you like about that Tom did when he came in under tough circumstances?
He completed passes. He took care of the ball. I thought he was decent at getting us in and out of the huddle. I think that needs to speed up, but overall. But I thought overall he managed the game pretty well.
Bill, will Tom start for you next week?
Again, we're always going to make decisions in the best interest of the team, and that, you know, we'll just we'll regroup here tonight. We got a short week, and we'll make decisions on anybody, any starter that we have. You know, we make decisions on that every week. We run, Brian, a very competitive program, no matter what people on the outside see or think or whatever. We run a very competitive program here, and we try to compete on the practice field and reward guys that earn it on the practice field and things like that, and that's what we'll continue to do here.
Had you come close to benching Brock earlier in the season during certain games, or was this a situation where you had the two picks, that last one was a pretty rough one, and you said, all right, that's enough, we need to make a change?
Yeah, no, I felt like today that was a decision that was in the best interest of the 45 plus 46 guys on the sideline. I felt like that was the best decision for the team.
Jadeveon had a really big game today, and you said earlier this week you need games like this from Jadeveon, and he probably took 8 points off the scoreboard for the Jaguars.
Yeah, no, he had a good game, Paul. I mean, he's played very well this season. He plays the game very hard. I mean, he plays at a fast pace. He's a very physical football player. I heard him say in an interview after practice one of the days this week that, you know, he said, I'm a good football player. And you know what? He's damn right about that. He is a hell of a football player, especially on Sundays. And, you know, he's done a good job for us this year, and he did a nice job today.
At the end of the game, Lamar limped off. I know you said he's dealing with all sorts of injuries as it is right now. What's the latest on him?
I don't know. I mean, just coming in here right off the game field, I'm not sure. Just knowing Lamar, that if Lamar can go, he's going to go. He's a, like I've always said about Lamar, he's a pro's pro. He understands how important he is to our football team. He's going to do whatever it takes during the week to try to go, unless it's a, you know, a broken bone or something, you know, or somewhere he couldn't go. So I think he'll do everything he can to be able to go against Cincinnati.
Bill, you said it's, you make the best decisions for the football team at the time. What do you look for? How do you decide what will determine what that best decision is in terms of starting quarterback?
I don't know. I think that's just something that only a head coach can explain or feel. So I don't really know what to say to you on that. I just felt like that was the best decision for the team.
And I appreciate that. So as a head coach, what are you looking for this week? I mean, I know you've been watching these guys all year.
Yeah.
You guys put in a lot of hours. As you get ready for this next, another very important game, what is that thing that, you know, can't
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Bill, you guys are down 13-0 at home, you know, to a 2-11 Jacksonville team, and you make the decision, and you guys are able to turn it on with Savage. What did you see the team? I mean, did you see a more intensity from the team or more, better execution? Hopkins got involved. The defense played great all game. I mean, that's obviously a game you guys really needed to win.
Yeah.
Tennessee ended up winning, so you're still tied for first in the AFC South with 2 games left.
Right. No, I thought that, you know, I never think it's about one person. It's not about one person. I thought our defense was playing well the whole game, and I thought, obviously, you know, we were putting them in a hole there a little bit, and a couple of those times they came up real big for us, you know, forced field goals, and I just felt like we had to get something going on offense. We weren't going to win this game, obviously, by scoring 13 points again, and so, look, the quarterback position is the most difficult position to play in sports, in my opinion. Obviously, that's a very biased opinion. We feel like we have really good quarterbacks in there that prepare and work hard, and sometimes, you know, just like I was trying to say earlier, you know, it's just you have a feeling about it and you just feel like that's the best decision for the team. And I thought both guys, Brock and Tom, handled it like the professionals that they are, very professional the way they handled it. And we'll see what happens next week.
What about the protection that Savage got able to stand in like he did?
Yeah, no, I think the line has gotten better and better with their pass pro all year. Some of it's blitzing, you know. Some of it is it's not all the line. Sometimes it has a lot to do with the backs. I thought the backs did a nice job today for the most part. I thought early on there was some pressure with both quarterbacks, with Brock and with Tom, but I thought overall, you know, Tom played most of the game, and I felt like he had enough time to throw.
Bill, you guys decided to go for it on the fourth and goal with Savage, and you threw that fade pass
yeah.
to DeAndre.
That was a terrible play call. That was my fault. Should have run the football and not thrown a fade down there. That was a horrendous play call.
You mentioned earlier pros, bro. What about Novak? He was obviously limping around. What, did he have a groin injury?
His back was tightened up on him, and, you know, I went over to him on the sideline during the game. You know, I've known Nick for a long time. I mean, Nick was kicker at Maryland when I was at Georgia Tech. Nick's a tough guy. He's an older player, so, you know, he deals with some things that younger players don't deal with. And I think that, you know, when I asked him, are you going to be able to kick? You know, you're our only kicker. And he said, I'll be able to make the kicks. So I trust him on that because he knows his own deal, you know what I mean? So he did a nice job, came through big for us.
You haven't seen Savage on the field since briefly your first year. When you sent him in, what did you realistically, other than take it, not fumbling a snap, hope that he could do when you sent him in?
Well, he's been around. I mean, you know, our practices are very competitive. I know they're not like games. I mean, it's impossible to simulate a game, exactly simulate a game on the practice field. But, I mean, you know, we do a lot of things against each other, ones versus ones. I mean, there's a lot of speed work out there, training camp. He's had a lot of training camp reps. He's had a lot of preseason game reps. And that's the nature of the deal. When you're a backup quarterback in this league and you're given an opportunity and you're given your second opportunity, you know, including the first one that he was given, you better take advantage of your second one. And I thought he did a decent job of doing that today.
Bill, can you talk about the play of your tight ends, especially being thinner at wide receiver, how important that is right now?
Our tight ends have come up big for us this year. You know, Ryan Griffin had some big catches today. Steven Anderson played well today, I thought. You know, I think that CJ was not in there today. I expect him back next week, and he's had a good year for us. So it's been really good. The tight end position for us is something we take a lot of pride in, and those guys take a lot of pride in. We feel like we have three really good younger tight ends that have made a lot of plays for us this year.
Bill, your first 2 years, you guys bounced back between quarterbacks a lot, obviously, and this year it had been, you know, you signed Brock in the offseason. It was Brock for almost the whole season, 13 weeks. As a coach, are you reluctant to get into this again, the back and forth, you know, the questions, who's the starter? It seemed like you guys have kind of found your guy, or is it obviously you're going to make the decision and you're just trying to win games?
Yeah, I think we're just trying to win games, Brian. I can't control there are a lot of things that are not in my control. One of the things that I can control is, you know, trying to make the best decisions as far as who plays on Sundays and make the best decision for the team. I do the best job I can. It's not always perfect. In fact, nobody around here makes more mistakes than I do. But I try to always think about the team and how is that going to help us win.
How much better do you feel about Savage now that you've seen him come in and play like this, not just in practice?
I've always felt good about Tom. I've always felt good about Brock. I feel good about Brandon Weeden. You know, we've won games with all three of these guys. And, you know, I feel really good. I think they're all three really good professionals. We really enjoy coaching them. They're very bright guys. There's never been a time where I haven't felt good about any of them. You know, just the fact is that, you know, look, it's a tough position to play. And, you know, sometimes the best decision is to make a move there, and hopefully it helps the team. Today it did. Today it did. But, you know, that's not always the case, but today it was.
One more about the division. Tennessee won at Kansas City. You got Cincinnati. They got Jags. Then you play each other. What do you think about this race?
Well, I think it's a good division. I think, you know, Coach Malarkey's done a great job there. John Robinson's a great friend of mine. Those guys, they have an identity. They're doing a great job. But I know the most important thing for us is Cincinnati here on Saturday night. We got a short week. It's going to be a very tough game. Cincinnati's got a ton of talent. I'm glad it's at home. That's the only thing I'm probably glad about. I think they've got a really good football team. I don't care what their record is. So that's our whole focus is getting ready for Cincinnati. We start tomorrow on it.